Morning, everyone. Even freezing would be all we get if we get that. But tomorrow we hit the 40s and it'll go start to melt and the beat goes on. We've been through it before. A friend of mine who lives in California sent me this guy's work. And it was over the moon. Joel Kotkin's with us, today's Cultural Engineers. Hey, Joel, what a home run piece. Thank you. Good morning. Okay. Welcome to Denver, man. Thanks for doing the radio show.
My pleasure.
Tell me a little bit of your bio, where you live and your background and where you got to where you are.
Well, I'm an author. I've written 10 books. I teach at Chapman University. I'm a presidential fellow. And I write regularly for the Daily Beast, the City Journal, and the Orange County Register and the whole Southern California News Group. I live in Orange County, California. We moved here 4 years ago after about 40 years in L.A.
I love one of the lines from the piece. Barely 7% of U.S. reporters are Republicans. I'm going to focus you here to town, but what does that say? And would you like to take a swing at the what's done to these kids because they had MAGA hats on?
Well, I think that is just a symptom of what's wrong with the whole social media. I thought, you know, David Brooks' column today in the New York Times was actually very good about this. You know, I mean, I find the whole Twitter business, whether it's Trump doing it or one of these, you know, media people doing it, is just, you know, it tends to have kind of a mob, you know, sort of like mob rule, and you know, people take, you know, little segments and they turn it into a whole story. I mean, it's really quite bad. But the danger that I'm going to is really the fact that, I mean, you know, I'm sort of politically in the middle, so, you know, I don't really, you know, I'm not carrying the axe for either side. But there's something wrong when universities, which is where I think this starts, are so overwhelmingly sort of one-dimensional in, you know, monochromatic is the word I used, in terms of their political orientation. And that has moved into the newspapers. Now, what's happened to newspapers, I spent much of my life in the newspaper business. You know, the what's happened is that newspapers used to have a lot of people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, people who had kids, people who lived in the suburbs, people who owned homes. And they were there was sort of a ballast there. And even at the universities, I went to Berkeley in the in the 70s,
wow,
early 70s. But we had moderate and conservative professors. Now they barely exist. In some of the departments, it can be 70 to 1. Some schools, it can be 130 to 1, liberal over conservative. And many of the liberals are not really liberals in the sense that I would say was a liberal, let's say, of 20 years ago. They're much further to the left. And so, you know, basically this atmosphere in the colleges is then felt in the newsrooms, and since newspapers have been laying off the older reporters, all you've got left increasingly are younger ones, and the younger ones, you know, have been indoctrinated.
Yeah.
I mean that's why I think, you know, the tendency of the country to move to the left is going to be hard to stop, because the universities themselves are producing a group of people who then go into the media. Same thing in Hollywood.
Yeah.
I worked in, you know, around the entertainment industry for a long time, and you know, there were always some conservatives, but increasingly it's going to become harder and harder to be anything other than a party line, you know, progressive, and survive in Hollywood.
Joel Kotkin's our guest. The piece is today's Cultural Engineers. Where's the break point? We had a man called, a really smart guy, a physician, called the radio show in the last segment. And I'm an old guy, and I see, you know, the day that Jack Kennedy is murdered, whether it's a hit, the assassination of Jack Kennedy, seems to be a jumping-off point. And where it goes from there, we go through Nixon, we go through all the different things, Lyndon Johnson. Joel, do you see some of that?
Well, I think that this is certainly very reminiscent in some ways of the 60s. I mean, that you know, and I've and I think that you know, the Kennedy assassination was probably one of the signature moments, but, you know, there was the King assassination, there was also the Robert Kennedy assassination,
sure, sure.
So there were a lot of things. But I think what we're really seeing is that the long-term takeover, particularly in the humanities and history, sociology, the English in particular, the long-term takeover of that sort of 1960s generation now in control of most of the departments, and particularly in the prestigious universities, and they hire people like themselves. And this is also true in the journalism schools. So if the kids who are getting introduced to journalism, they're not being introduced to journalism as I knew it. When I started off at the Washington Post many, many years ago, I remember writing a story, and I put in something that sort of indicated my attitude, and my editor said, "No one gives a damn what you think."
No, precise. But I think there it is, because when John Kennedy is killed. And, you know, I can make a point when Richard Nixon resigns, but it goes far beyond that. And, you know, I'm a geek about reading about Hollywood. When they did McCarthy, when UAC, when there was witch hunting in Hollywood, now there's witch hunting again. And there is no, you know, there's no Dalton Trumbo. There are just people they just eradicate. Do you see that happening again as well?
Well, I think it's going to be very different. I think there's more sort of groupthink. And we have this very discordant reality in which, when people talk about, let's say, Trump, who I think is kind of an awful person, but, Trump is as being sort of a dictator. Well, no dictator has a situation where the vast majority of corporate and media power is adamantly against him. And so it's a very discordant period. Also there seems to have been the loss of sort of any sort of basic civility. I mean, I'm astounded sometimes when I write a piece and some of the comments you get, they're ad hominem and I don't write the kind of things that would tend to lend itself to that kind of analysis, but there's always an ad hominem aspect which didn't exist before. So, it's also just sort of nastier. So you have the polarization, you have the groupthink. I mean, you think about it, today when I'm doing research, writing, I've written 10 books, when I'm writing a book and I'm beginning to look at articles and stuff, I can't take those pieces for themselves. I have to go to the original sources because things are so often spun.
Yeah.
So I mean, as an old journalist, I find it just painful. But for instance, my poor wife has to hear me when we get the New York Times, and there's a headline. I said, "How could you put that as a headline? Trump is a liar." You can say Trump is a liar in an op-ed piece, but to put it in the news coverage. So we used to distinguish between news coverage and opinion. Now, of course, news coverage is always somewhat slanted by what people bring to it. But now it's like reading Pravda or something.
I always say that. Yeah, I call it Izvestia.
And I see it on lots of issues, not just issues like of politics, but for instance, the sort of idea that everybody wants to live in a loft in the inner city, and the people who live in the suburbs are a bunch of losers. That's the point of view of a 25-year-old who's living in an apartment, in Lodo, and that's their worldview. And in 10 years, they probably feel a little differently.
Our guest, I read the piece. It's called "Today's Cultural Engineers." Our guest is Joel Kotkin. It's great. But I see these things in this postmodern thought of moving forward. I see it in sports, professional sports. I see it certainly in Hollywood. I see it in the music business. I see it in corporate America, the news business, and, of course, the last, and you hit it right on the head, education. So now these people, they're really kind of these modern Taliban characters. Notre Dame covers up the mural of Columbus. They take down statues. They take books out of libraries. Nobody's allowed to appear. It's like the brown shirts shouting somebody down in the streets of Berlin. I love how you led with Joseph Stalin in the piece. And, every one of these guys, the Kims in Korea, I just finished that Dear Leader book. They all knew how to do this. The Führer knew how to do it. Joseph Goebbels knew how to do it. Mussolini knew how to do it. The Imperial Japanese knew how to do it. Are we watching that in repetition again?
Well, I think we're certainly seeing a kind of groupthink that we didn't see before, and a sort of lack of respect for debate, a lack of respect for the process. And I think postmodernism is certainly part of it. If you believe that there is no sort of sense of fairness, that everything is a question of power, and so anything is okay. So it's okay, for instance, to take over a university department and turn it into, essentially a propaganda outlet and a re-education camp.
Yeah.
If you don't believe in any of the fundamental values of free speech, free thought, debate, that maybe maybe by going back and forth we may come closer to the truth than if we just stay with an adamant position, that whole mentality is really disappearing. And so what you really have is you have, again, everybody sort of with the same point of view. And what's scary in many ways is that you have this growing divide between, let's say, that 40-45% of the country that supports President Trump is more culturally conservative, maybe works in tangible industries, and this other group which has control of all of the media. I mean, if you didn't have Rupert Murdoch, we would have essentially no alternative mass media.
And that's changing. And Rupert Murdoch's sons are changing that. But if you look at this, and again, the Denver Post at one time was a head stroke. I can't even tell you the last time we talked about the Denver Post on the air. The money managers are now going to grab USA Today. I do believe, and it's always interesting to read the life of Hearst and read the life of Pulitzer and read these guys, but they really had a bent to them. These money managers have no bent at all, do they?
Well, I think they're just, obviously trying to maximize the profit.
Right.
But I'll tell you something that's even scary, I think much scary, actually. And that is the fact that the tech oligarchs are buying up all the media.
Yeah.
And not only do they control the pipelines now, but they want to control the content. So, when Google says it's going to spend $300 million to finance journalism, or Facebook is going to put $300 million into local news, I say you should be scared. Because,
yes.
I can tell you just a funny little story. I had worked many years for the Washington Post, after Bezos had bought it, somebody said, "Well, look, why don't you come back and start writing for the Outlook section again?" Because I had done a lot of pieces for them over the years. I said, "Okay, great." So I did a couple of pieces. They went well. Then I did a piece about the danger of tech oligarchs. I don't know, but let me just say, I never heard back.
No.
I'll never get a call. So my feeling is this. Let's say Lorraine Jobs owns The Atlantic.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Now, The Atlantic, which does some very good things. But are they going to do stories about tech oligarchs?
No.
Are they going to do something about the fact that Jeff Bezos' soon-to-be ex-wife is going to be one of the richest people on the planet?
Indeed.
Do we have any idea what she's going to do with that money?
Huh.
In a way, this goes back to my old sort of, if you will, radical self, in the sense of it is very dangerous that people have so much money that they can buy The Atlantic, they can buy Time, they can buy Washington Post for basically money that is really chump change. For Jeff Bezos, the Washington Post, is like, you going and getting a latte.
No, our guest, this guy's great. Today's Cultural Engineers. I hope it's not the last time. I love this piece. Joel Kotkin is our guest about these people really don't like you, but they present this. And I watch it here. We, at one time, the mighty television outlets have gone down to 2.5 and 3 shares. The Denver Post, I think, I have no idea what they do. The Rocky Mountain News is gone. There are radio stations, and we're lucky, but there are people literally talking to themselves. And it's being diminished, but it's also being, I mean, I watched takeovers. I watched I watched iHeartMedia emerge. These guys, there's a different view of this. And then up out of this merges the internet. And you were, I think, very accurate critiquing social media. So as a believer in what is to come, Your thoughts, Joel?
Well, I really don't know. I mean, I think that the, I think, you know, there's going to have to be some alternative to, you know, the current, you know, Facebook, Google, Amazon, you know, that, there has to be some alternative, some, at very least some constraint, whether it's antitrust or, you know, making them into public utilities. Because if this money and power concentration continues, and as the book I just finished talks about, we're headed towards a kind of feudal future.
Oh, I agree. I do agree to that, yes.
You know, and what's interesting to me is there's more concern on the right than the left about feudalism. You think, well, the right is usually, you know, authoritarian and more, you know, and celebrates the concentration of power, but I think they understand.
Oh, they do.
That you know, if the country continues on the way it is, it's going to be a very, you know, the term I use is oligarchical socialism, which is basically that there's going to be, you know, what I think the oligarchs are going to do is they're going to cut a deal. They're going to say, look, we're going to give everybody $2,000 a month, but let us run everything. And,
it's the Chinese model. It's the Chinese model.
It's very much Chinese.
Yeah, it's
actually, in many ways, closer to fascism than it is to communism.
You know, honest to God, I'm reading all the time. But capitalism in China, they're not communist anymore. They're capitalist, but they're fascist. You know, they're fascist capitalist running China. China is creating the fastest growing number of millionaires and billionaires in the world is happening in the PRC, according to what I just read.
And 80 to 90% of them, because this is a big thing in my book.
I've spent a lot of time in China. All right. Well, continue with that. And then when we're done, I want you to send me the book. I have you back. But they're feudal capitalists, aren't they?
Well, 80, 90% of the people who are the richest people in China are the children of government officials.
Yes.
If that doesn't tell you something, I don't know what does.
But you remember back in the old Dasha days, and they'd find Brezhnev's daughter drunk someplace in the Crimea? Or I met Khrushchev's kid. We're talking, my producer and I were talking. I met Sergei Khrushchev years ago. He's a good guy. I really liked him. But they were the Lucky Sperm Club kids, weren't they?
Well, you know, this is what you you see, which is the reason I would say, in some senses, it's more fascist than communist. Is in fascism you have state direction but private ownership.
That's right,
and that's sort of where China is, and so what you've got is you've got this you know movement, which I think we also see elements of here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
A small group of companies and Wall Street interests. You know, basically, you know, they cut a deal with the state.
Yes.
You know, we're going to get, I mean, like when I look at a company like what Gillette did or what Johnny Walker did, and they said, how could you possibly think that this is going to be good for you? But you know what? Maybe they think they can propitiate the gods by kowtowing to a certain cultural position.
Brilliant.
So I don't think a consumer product company should be advocating any political position.
But it's absolutely, what a brilliant critique. Our guest in, tell me the title of the book.
Well, the book is I just finished it, so it's going to be another year or so.
What's your working title?
It's basically about what I call neo-feudalism. I've written a lot about it. I've done a lot for the Daily Beast. I've done, and basically what I'm seeing is the growth of a very sort of authoritarian system.
Yes.
Where, you know, there are fewer and fewer avenues of opinion.
Yes.
And where there's, you know, there's definitely a move to sort of standardize everything. I mean, I think that, you know, when we get to 2020 and we have a Democratic president and a Democratic House and maybe a Democratic Senate, I think they'll start seeing the nationalization of virtually everything.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, we have it here in Colorado, and there's that great line, elections have consequences. You should see it now. And the problem is, and I want to give you the last comment and get you back in 2 weeks and have you on the show as a consistent contributor. You're wonderful. Joel Kotkin, K-O-T-K-I-N, is our guest. This guy's, my friend in California, John, sent me your work, and I'm like, anything that begins with talking about Joseph Stalin is my kind of guy. But, you know, and Joe knew. Joe knew, didn't he? I mean, Joe Stalin knew.
Well, you know, I teach a class. I'm actually teaching it now at Chapman about propaganda. How do you use propaganda? Yeah. So two of the things I look at are both Stalinism and National Socialism.
You bet.
Brilliant use of propaganda. I mean, Leni Riefenstahl is probably the
best.
Made the best propaganda movie in the history of the world.
I've watched it many, many times.
I mean, it is, you know, I tell my kids, I said, turn off your critical facilities. Just get swept up by the emotion.
Yep.
And that's what we have. Oh, we have a very emotive politics, you know, where, you know, where somebody like, you know, this sort of, you know, this you know, young woman from Queens is via Yorktown Heights.
But, yeah, they go to her for Ocasio-Cortez. She's the voice now.
Right. And it's all about she's attractive.
Oh, yeah.
She's earnest.
Yeah.
She says outrageous things.
Yeah.
You know, in a funny way, she's sort of like Trump in reverse.
Yeah, well, that's good. I like it. Yeah, you're right. But so my final question, and I'm going to have you back right away. Of all the propagandists in a modern era, who do you look to as the best?
Well, you know, I think that there are various ones. Obama was pretty brilliant.
Very good.
And the people around him were pretty brilliant.
Yeah,
and his...
Yeah.
His subordining of the media was, he had the least critical media that I've seen in my entire career.
I totally agree.
You know, Bill Clinton, you know, people kind of liked him, but they took him on. You know, and Bill was a kind of, you know, he his flaws were pretty obvious, and he was never part of the club. You know, he came from Arkansas. He had a Southern accent. You know, he was kind of a bubba, and he played to the center. I mean, I worked for the Progressive Policy Institute myself, so you know, I was sympathetic in many ways to Clinton. But I think Obama in modern times probably really sort of was able to get his coverage was so positive. I used to call the New York Times Pravda.
Oh man. But, you know, that's even being saved. All these things are being saved, are being propped up. And because I think some of the people, and I love what you're saying about the oligarchs and the money, they still think it might matter. But I think it's in, I'm enough of a Hegelian. Something's coming. And I hope I'm around to see it happen. But I also fear the other part of it. And I'm like you. They're going to impeach Trump. It's just a question of time. And try and knock him out of the box, and then it's hide and watch after that.
Well, and I think that this is, you know, the fact that, you know, it's sort of funny thing, you know, when Trump was elected, I was in San Antonio and I had dinner with Henry Cisneros, and Henry was saying, well, you know, this is, you know, they showed what sort of genius Trump had. So the next day, I'm in Austin, and there's huge demonstrations the day after he's elected.
Oh, yeah, day one. Yeah, of course.
I mean, it's... You know, look, I mean, Trump is probably paranoid of some sort anyway. I mean, he's certainly a very flawed person. But who could withstand the constant innuendo and then something is suggested and then it turns out to be false.
Yeah,
but
never mind.
You just go on. And I mean, this is so, you know, my respect for the office of the presidency and the Constitution is greater than how much I think
absolutely.
Trump is a flawed person.
Can I ask you one last question?
Sure.
And get you back as soon as I can. Are we in a cold civil war?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, I think we are. And and unfortunately, both sides are deeply flawed. And mm-hmm. the fact that we're in a civil war makes it very difficult to solve any problem.
I agree with you. Let me place you on hold. Speak with Casey. Thank you. Well, this is like the best 25 in a long time. And if we could get you back, you know, your schedule permitting, anytime you want to sit and talk to us, I'd love to have you on the show. It was a home run. You're a gift, man. Thank you, Joel. Joel Kotkin, everybody's on hold. Speak with Case. Open lines. People clamoring to get on the air. 303-696-1971. Thinking about retirement, you got to remember retirement preparations are not just about accumulating money, but managing debt. American Financing, you got to take care of your financial health now and consider consolidating any high-interest debt into a low-rate mortgage. Save up to $1,000 a month by financing a shorter term before retirement. You're not going to be paying your loan off any sooner, paying thousands and maybe tens of thousands of dollars overall too much. Bring it in, lock it down. You can quickly, easily schedule an appointment. This is smart, wise stuff. Give American Financing a call, 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000, AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS, 182-334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Heavy and snow highways this morning continue. Gusty winds and some slick conditions. This report is sponsored by the TJ Martell Foundation. Strong winds, still blizzard-like conditions, areas to the south and east, with those gusty winds creating some visibility problems, some slick roads to deal with as well, especially out to the east. Heading out to DIA, reported some flight delays. You may want to check with your airline. Got slick conditions along Penny Boulevard, I-70 real busy, 225. Speeds get down to the single digits, especially slow northbound 225 heading up to the I-70 merge and southbound 225 getting into the tech center. Got railroad crossing arms. They are stuck down Havana and Smith Road. Crash reported on Arapahoe Road near Parker Road. The TJ Martell Foundation, music's promise for a cure. To learn more, visit tjmartell.org. That's tjmartell.org. I'm Susan Thielen, 710 KNUS First Alert Traffic.
Did you get everything you wanted this holiday season? Maybe Santa let you down and your wish list remains the same. Don't fret. We've got great news for you. The holidays might be over, but that doesn't mean you can't still get what you want. At DenverHalfPrice.com, you can treat yourself because your wish list items are all half price. From diamonds and drills to spas and seafood, you'll find something just for you. Visit DenverHalfPrice.com today and treat yourself. That's DenverHalfPrice.com.
This is Dan Kaplis. The best thing about being a personal injury lawyer for the past 34 years is the people that I get to be around. So many people who have suffered a serious injury or have lost a loved one to a wrongful death respond to that with superhuman courage, faith, and determination that inspires everyone around them. They will not be broken. They demand justice, and they want to help make sure that the wrongdoer does not hurt or kill anyone else. It's a privilege to be chosen to fight for such courageous people. And because we take righteous cases on a percentage fee basis, we're able to help courageous people from all walks of life, from the poorest of the poor to CEOs, police officers, farmers, teachers, and professional athletes. If you need my help, please give me a call at 303-770-5551. That's 303-770-5551. Or hit DanKaplisLaw.com. That's DanKaplisLaw.com.
Advanced Audiology was recently recognized as the most ethical small business in Denver by the Better Business Bureau. And in fact, we are the only hearing clinic in the nation to have received such an honor. How did we come to deserve this award? From years of dedication to quality and the conviction to do what is right for each patient we see. I'm Dr. Barbara Jenkins. I founded Advanced Audiology on solid Christian values, the values instilled in me by my mother. Our staff receives commission based on patient compliments, not on sales, so your satisfaction is our goal. Our mission is to help you to understand your hearing loss and to provide you with the services you need with honesty and integrity. If you are in need of hearing or tinnitus care, give us the opportunity to serve you. Call 303-649-2122 or go to advancedaudiology.com. That's 303-649-2122. At Advanced Audiology, we take your hearing seriously.
Wild Birds Unlimited. This is Scott Minow with Wild Birds Unlimited, and my brother David and I want you to join us for Bird Talk every Saturday from noon to 1 right here on 710 KNUS. Bird Talk is presented by Wild Birds Unlimited, the best nature shop in the known universe for finding high-quality bird feeding supplies. On Bird Talk, you'll hear the latest news and fascinating interviews from world leaders on the topics of wildlife and conservation. We'll bring you tips on turning your yard into a wild bird haven. You'll hear lots of fun and entertaining topics from the backyard bird feeding specialists. Whether you want to or not, we invite your calls, questions, and observations naturally. Join the Minow Brothers on Bird Talk Saturdays from noon to 1 right here on 710 KNUS.
Wild Birds Unlimited. We bring people and nature together.
Hey, everybody. Mike Bohl, host of the restaurant shows every Saturday 3 to 5, every Sunday 10 o'clock until noon on News Talk 710 KNUS. Inviting you to join me as we talk about this rapidly growing, changing, developing, this dynamic Denver metro restaurant scene. I'd love to have you join me. We take your calls. We give away gift certificates. We talk to restaurant owners. We have these events called Boyle Lunch Bunches and Boyle Supper Clubs where I get you great meals and great deals. All the information is always on my website at MikeBoyle.com. But join me every Saturday 3 to 5 and Sundays 10 to noon for the restaurant show.
Now, back to the Peter Boyle Show.
Danger weather. Good morning, everyone. They never give you diamonds. It's Tuesday, January 22nd. 710 KNUS. We are Denver's talk station. Lines are full. Chuck and Juliet won. Best show in the city. And Stephen Tubbs, who's come on to be a talk show host extraordinaire at 4 o'clock. You ever been talking about diamonds and gold? You ever wonder what stuff's worth when it's sitting in your basement or in the box in the other room or the one under the bed? The items collecting dust could be worth a fortune in cash. See the man. Find out what they're worth today. Have them professionally appraised. My friend David Allison Cherry Creek, he's been buying precious metals and antiques for as long as I've known him. Get instant cash on the spot. David's my friend. He'll pay top dollar for your valuables. Bring in your gold, sterling silver, diamonds, coins, antique jewelry, wedding bands, or Rolex watches. Evaluations are quick, very confidential. Valentine's Day is coming. Great gift place. He's my guy. He's in Cherry Creek at 2640 East 3rd Avenue. It's 3rd and Clayton in Cherry Creek. He's got bronze statues in the side yard. They got green awnings, and he's there 6 days a week. Park and walk in. DavidEllisJewelry.com. A reminder, this is Ground and Pound. Back to the website. The fight continues. Now, go to, again, I'm getting text messaging. What do you do? Please, our website, Mark Crowley's website, 710knus.com. How to reach Senate President and the Majority Leader. It's Leroy Garcia and Steve Frenberg. You have to email them, urging them not to grant any deadline extensions or additional bills titling regarding heroin or methamphetamine or the injection sites, and if both say no or one says no, there can be no Senate bill. Please do this. Tomorrow we'll come back, and part of this is Soros and the open, and again, the open societies who are the funders of these no-harm sites and the ridiculousness of the Denver press. Susan, you're on the show. You waited. Good morning.
Hi, Peter. Hey, I just wanted to give you an update on the ground game. I was at the protest yesterday. There was about 30 of us out there with our signs. And it was very interesting. We had mostly positive comments and a lot of people that didn't know about the injection sites. So just a very interesting day and a lot of good support, really.
And I saw it on Channel 9. And apparently Channel 4 gave it some coverage. But the night,
yes.
Were you on that piece?
I was. I got like maybe 5 seconds. I was the one that was saying that the heroin will only promote more heroin drug use. And so, yes, they interviewed quite a few people. But and Channel 2 actually interviewed me, but I didn't see any coverage on Channel 2 or 31.
Well, here's, first of all, thank you for doing it. Number two, the fight will continue, I think, and there's a tag out Kyle Clark did not anchor last night, but the woman, she's kind of a Kyle Clark clone. She anchored it, but she tagged it out very weird. And, you know, watching Hancock backing up quick, and there's an awareness. Your point's so well taken. When I began this quest at the gym that I work out in, I have a dear friend who's a surgeon. He's retiring, and his wife, and they're good friends. She did not know. Another good friend I had dinner with prior to going to Vancouver, she didn't know. And she said, "I thought we already have this." And I said, "What are you talking about?" So you're right. I mean, it's being hidden. In fact, and when we're done, you and I are done, I'll play that nine out where you get a sense. But, of course, they're in this game. Channel 9 is not media anymore. These people are simply, we were just talking about Izvestia and Pravda with Kotkin. That's who they become. But I know that we might be making some headway, but it is never let up. And
well, and I do believe that we are making headway. However,
don't sing it.
It was interesting how what they chose to put on the air because
they're not going to play this game with you. They're not going to play it with me.
Right, and I was trying to actually educate, and I was talking about the population of Vancouver the 1,400 deaths with a population of 600,000, and Denver has a population of 700,000, and we've had 213 deaths. And, of course, they chopped all that out.
Well,
they don't want you to...
I want to tell... When you do these interviews, and I realize in and of itself, but... One of the smart things to do is have one of your friends stand there with a video with their telephone and video what you say and then compare it, if you get back on television, what they do with it. They inevitably, I mean, this is what's going on. I can only speak to Channel 9, but that's what's taking place. They really have become, I mean, it's horrible to say it, but they are colluding with the state to bring this insanity here. Without any of them going and actually taking a look. You're a good woman, Susan. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Let me do this, and then we'll play that piece. Today's a big first snowstorm for my truck. I named my truck Angelo. Look at him shaking his head at me. Angelo, the truck, likes this. The average truck in Colorado's roads is 12 years old because trucks last. I got a Colorado from Medved. Powerful engine. The fuel economy. It's a great upgrade. Chevy trucks from Medved. See the man. I've always wanted a truck. I got one. I love my truck. It's outside. Cowboy Cadillacs, picking up trucks. Medved big box discounts save you thousands. I've been hauling stuff in it already. Hauling stuff for my daughter. Hauling stuff. The Silverados. I went to lunch with Medved. He's driving a Silverado. It's like all tricked up. Ugh. They got 0% APR financing for 72 months with your approval. You got the great credit, incredible leases. I got a Chevy Colorado. I love my truck. It's right outside. Medved Chevrolet has the all-wheel drive on a day like today. Chevy Trax, Equinoxes, Traverses. Winters are here. Gee, it snowed in Colorado. It's the full-scale alert right now. Danger weather. Medved, you'll come through this. MedvedChevrolet.com. Click on the specials button for the latest offers. It's 2019. Time to get a new Chevy from Medved. Minutes away, I-70 Wheat Ridge, exit Kipling, exit Ward, exit the giant Medved Autoplex. There's my friends, they're good guys online, MedvedChevrolet.com. So Channel 9, and again, there's a clone there, and this is how they end it. And you can, if you listen carefully, you can hear, well, you know, and how they had civil discourse. No, they didn't. They didn't have anybody on, but people were laying down in front of them. They never had any civil discussions. That's stupid. But they're claiming it. Having said that, so what? But they're telling you how this comes out. It doesn't matter. There's always going to be this crisis. Give it a tag out on this case, would you?
So for as divisive as this topic has been, we've had some really intelligent and very respectful conversations with you guys against it and for it. And if there is a silver lining to such a controversial idea, it is that people are asking questions. We're trying to learn more, myself included. The opioid crisis is an issue that was around long before supervised drug use sites ever entered the picture and will still be here regardless if a site opens or not.
News Talk 710, update.
National Weather Service has a blizzard warning in effect for areas of eastern and southern Colorado until 11 a.m. That includes Castle Rock, Fort Morgan, and Lyman, where road closures and treacherous driving conditions have been reported all morning. Bad weather has prompted police departments in the hardest hit areas to declare accident alerts. Drivers involved in any crash that was not a hit and run, did not involve injury or impairment or damage to public property, have 72 hours to file a cold crash report. Parents should also check before sending their kids off to school this morning. Several school districts are on two-hour delays or closed down completely. If you become trapped or stranded in your vehicle during dangerous weather, turn on your hazard lights, hang a distress flag from the antenna or window. If you're in a remote area, remain in your car until rescued. Flying out of DIA, expect some delays because of snowy conditions. Planes are undergoing de-icing before takeoff, so check with your airline before taking off. That's a 56-minute ground delay in effect right now. We'll eventually see the sunshine in a high of 32. Weather this hour brought to you by Colorado Flat Fee Realty. Pay less and keep more. ColoradoFlatFeeRealty.com.
Gusty winds, some blowing snow, and a crowded drive continues on these highways. This sport is sponsored by Positive Coaching Alliance. Some gusty winds is creating visibility problems, especially areas to the east and south. Blizzard-like conditions out across the plains. I-70 remains shut down from Aurora to Burlington. Also down south, in fact, traction laws, chain laws for commercial vehicles affecting I-25 from Lone Tree down to Castle Rock. Heavy traffic getting into the tech center. Got an accident. Southbound 225 at Parker Road. That's in the right lane. Railroad crossing arms, they are stuck down. Havana and Smith Road. A crash. Santa Fe and Mississippi. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit organization, develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. Info at positivecoach.org. I'm Susan Thielen, 710 KNUS, First Alert Traffic.
Have you ever heard the saying, the kitchen is the new living room? Well, when Chuck and I entertain, everybody seems to congregate in the kitchen. That's why I had the power team of Joyce and Brent Tolliver with Roll 'Em Out Shelves come over to do an in-home estimate for some roll-out shelves for our kitchen. They measured all of the cabinets and gave me great practical suggestions for storing items. You know, I was so used to only reaching for things in the front of the cabinets because that's all I could get to. Well, now I can reach everything, even if it's in the very back of the cabinet. And I was pleasantly surprised at how affordable it all was, and they made it easy to say yes. When Brent, Joyce's son, came back to install my beautiful custom-made rollouts, he was super quick, and the kitchen was flawless when he left. So if you're tired of fighting with your pots and pans, I highly recommend calling Roll 'Em Out Shelves for your free in-home estimate. They have a special promotion going on. You can buy four rollouts for $460. That includes installation and a lifetime warranty. So call Joyce at 303-475-9601 or visit their website at rollemoutshelves.com. That's 303-475-9601 or visit rollemoutshelves.com. You'll be so glad you did.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Are you embarrassed by your smile? Are you unable to eat the foods you love, afraid to laugh, afraid to live a normal life, even afraid to go out in public? Dr. Barrett's with Barrett's Dental here. I believe that you deserve a smile that you can be proud of so you can live your life the way you want, with the peace of mind that you can smile without embarrassment and that your mouth is healthy. At Barrett's Dental, we want to help you get your life back. I invite you to my office for a free consultation where you can find out for yourself if you are comfortable at Barrett's Dental. We offer total dental solutions, meaning we can handle all of your dental care in one convenient location without referring you all over town. If you feel safe at Barrett's Dental, it's the last place you'll need to visit to get the care you need. Is the condition of your mouth causing you to live a life of quiet desperation? Call me. I'll take great care of you.
If you're looking for a safe place to take care of all your dental needs, call Barrett's Dental at 303-502-5527. or visit denverdentist.com.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
From SkyPass Entertainment comes The Least of These, the Graham Stain story. When speculation mounts that a local missionary is converting locals to Christianity in India, a journalist must choose between his own ambition and the truth.
We can't make any mistakes.
Hello, we must pray.
Based on the incredible true story, The Least of These, the Graham Stain story, rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 1st with a special sneak peek Thursday, January 31st. For theaters and tickets, go to theleastofthese.movie.
Go to 710KNUS.com to download our free mobile app and listen to 710KNUS on your phone, anytime, anywhere. Message and data rates apply. The Peter Boyle Show.
Morning, everybody. 710KNUS, Denver's talk station. My girl. Timer 8:46. Chuck and Julia 1, Steph at 4, back here tomorrow, and we'll do a lot of Soros stuff tomorrow, and continue to do the ground and pound. We must stop it. It's imperative. It can't get loose. It must be stopped. Our website, 710knus.com. Do not think the other guy is going to do this. You do it. Contact these people and continue to say, please don't let it happen. All right, so now we got this really cold day. Apple Air Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electric. Your furnaces are working full time. And it's almost spring, and then air conditioning time comes. All these things coming together. What you should do is let Apple Air Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electric help you prepare for spring, summer, and, of course, this winter. Make sure your heating and cooling systems are ready for any type of weather. It's going to be a rough day, I know, but you can get it because you know this is here. It's going to come again. For our morning show listeners, Apple Air Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electric is offering a free attic insulation upgrade and a free smart thermostat. That's an upgrade for the purchase of a qualifying heating and cooling system. Let them come and check. Let them make sure you're in the game. If you're cold in the house or maybe a reason it might call your furnace, cold and snow's here and spring's not that far away, Apple Air can help. Repairs, installs, replacements. These are our guys. Your furnace isn't working this morning, I promise. Call them right now. 303-733-2813. 303-733-2813. 303-733-2813. Don't freeze in the dark, man. Apple Air, and it's appleairincorporated.com. All right, we go to Robert on line one. You're on the radio show. Good morning.
Hey, Peter.
Man.
I'm so sorry, man. I don't want anyone ridiculing you because when you talk about characters like Soros and Marxist social engineering, people take pause. And their cognitive dissonance will allow them to see the bigger picture.
You may take pause, but maybe other people don't.
Well, I hope not. You know, because it's passed off as conspiracy by a lot of people. Yeah. And when I had sent you that email about Soros, and I just wanted, if people could see the bigger picture in that, this wasn't just simply a group of social liberals who wanted to help and do something good, but they were just making a bad choice. And that there's really a diabolical agenda behind this. And you talk about where is the money coming? And it all leads back to George Soros.
Well, again.
And it's true. And yeah, no. I was listening this morning, and I heard that you're going to talk about Soros tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, there's a stigma attached to when you talk about subjects like that.
Well,
but to me, Soros is the modern day lord of Marxism and social engineering.
Well, but it's you know, you need a willing participant or participants. And,
right,
and
right.
You remember, it goes back to Lenin's great line about useful idiots. And,
right.
And he also had that great line that it said, you know, they will sell us the rope and we'll hang them with it.
In my email, I said the useful idiots out front, the paid off politicians in the middle, and the controllers in the back with the funding.
But remember this attempt of these injection sites, and I talked about it a little bit yesterday. I was looking the wrong way, and I was looking down the pipe to see and I should have looked back up the pipe. And the light went on for me. I said I was skiing and getting off a chairlift on the top of this kind of really cool blue bumpy run. And I went, wait a minute, I'm looking the wrong way. And when you go and you start to filter into the harm reduction, the non-profit harm reduction action centers, 231 Colfax, and you find ahead of it, but it's hard. You have all of these people working there. And I don't know anybody. I mean, they're a non-profit, but nobody's given them money. This money is directly, and you look at this, and it's called, this comes from Soros's Open Society Foundations, and they call it, by their own, they call it International Grant-Making Network. And my best belief at this point is that Soros is the principal funder. And that's what I mean, this lightweight Cal Clark character that says everything is a conspiracy. Well, it's not. I mean, we do have RICO laws, and you're a smart caller. I remember your calls. What's RICO really about? It's about conspiracy.
Yeah, you have to ask yourself, why isn't this man, why isn't his bank accounts taken and he's allowed to live in New York?
He's got a home up there. Yeah, he does what he does. But that's an aside. I mean, when you go back and read the history of these organizations, and the Soros puts together the open society people, they have an agenda of different things that Soros has been involved in, and this is just one of them. And
yeah.
I mean, but he again is not alone. You have a useful idiot like Albus Brooks. You have useful idiots like this Pedersen woman or her husband, apparently a Progress Now guy, and that's a part of Soros's funding. And I mean, it doesn't. I mean, it sounds like it's a labyrinth, but it's a fairly simple pipeline, and these people, and there are people out there, we know them, they won't talk to me, but they say, oh no, this saves lives. Then you go to Vancouver and realize it's a death dealer and say, let's go to Vancouver. No, I'm not going to go to Vancouver. Why would, I mean, they go to Japan. Hancock goes to Amsterdam, goes to A-Dam, and starts talking about the mayor of A-Dam. He doesn't go to Vancouver. And they go to Japan for commerce connections. They don't go to Vancouver. If the Broncos go to London, they go along. They don't go to Vancouver. Channel 9 doesn't do that. So there's a reason why they avoid the truth. And I ask you, because you're a smart guy, why they avoid the truth? No, seriously.
Well, Peter, I'm sorry, man. I just hope you don't get too much backlash for this.
Hey, I'm an old guy. What are you going to do to me? Have a good day.
I love you, Peter, man.
Bye. Be safe. Bye. I mean, hey. What do you think? I need that break. You ready to own a home? Ready to talk words of my life. If you're ready, already own a home, they're a slap across the face. It may be time to think about refinancing. According to new data, more than 500,000 homeowners could lower their mortgage rates by doing so. Are you one of them? Rates are still on the decline, sitting in a 9-month low. It takes about a 10-minute call to salary-based mortgage consultants at American Financing. Look, it works. These guys work. This works. Pick up the telephone, 303-695-7000. American Financing is Colorado's family-owned and operated business right here in their own backyard. Can quickly, easily schedule an appointment to fit the schedule, including evenings and weekend hours. Give American Financing a call, 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000. AmericanFinancing.net, you waited long enough, NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate. Tell them Peter Boyle sent you. Now, you are now tasked. You can't wait for the other guy. Please get a hold of Senators Garcia and Fenberg. Let them know how you feel and to stop this insanity now. Send it to the mayor, send it to the governor. It's the ground and pound. Stay on the game. Don't expect somebody else to do it. You do it. The info is there on the website, 710knus.com. Chuck and Julie and, of course, Stefan. I'll see you tomorrow morning. I've got some surprises. Thank you all. Stay warm.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet.